Good evening. Well, let me just begin tonight by saying thank you. Thank you for coming in the spirit that I ask you to come and participate in. I really have a sense of what Paul was talking about when he recognized the Berean spirit. I very much understand that some of you feel like your head has been stuck in a blender. And you just feel like I've just been dumping and it's just going, it's whirling round and round, and you're just not sure what to do with all the information. May I just speak a word to you? Peace be still. Okay? Recognize that if these things that I have said and the things that I have pointed out are true, and the Lord truly wants you to understand them, He is also the God that knows exactly where you are tonight. He knew when this information was going to come to you. He knew where your spirit was in terms of being ready to receive it. And the Holy Spirit is completely capable of taking you where you're at and helping you digest this information. Do not be upset if you don't fully understand everything. The truth of the matter, folks, is that if I came here tonight and I explained everything to you, I would probably do you an incredible disservice. It would be a huge mistake for me to answer all of your questions and all of the issues, because I don't want to take out of your hands the personal responsibility to be a student of the Word of God. Amen? We must never become people who are spoon-fed by anybody. And so if there's things that I have said that have caused questions in your mind, if there's things that aren't quite just right, don't worry about everything you don't know. Just get in and look at what you do know. And most importantly, like I've been saying all week, read the Word. Don't avoid the Word, even if you don't understand it. And I would encourage you to read the book of Revelation. And Byron and I were talking about this tonight at dinner. I would encourage you to read the book of Revelation and all Scripture out loud. If you are in your time of personal study and devotion, two things I always tell people. Always, always, always pray out loud. Why? Because sometimes, if you're like me, there's a fine line between thinking and praying. And when the Lord has dynamically answered my prayers, it has been very easy for me to remember and to see clearly it was an answer to prayer, because I can remember specifically verbalizing that request. Now, there's a lot of things I think that I'd like for God to do, but I don't always verbalize those to Him as a request. So always take your request to the Lord. Plus, it's normal. It makes communication with Him much more normal if you'll do that. Secondly, read the Word of God. You know, we're going to be reading some passages tonight. And I'm sort of going to step aside and shut up and let God do the talking. I think we don't read the passage. We don't read the Scripture enough anymore. We get our little bitty blocks that we want to talk about, and that's all we read. And there are some beautiful passages in the book of Revelation, so take time to read it. And remember, even if you don't understand it today, if you have plugged that information into your heart and mind, then the Holy Spirit knows it's there, and He will bring it forth when it's in due time.